T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning here on Friday, March 16th. The stocking strangler has been put to death in Georgia.
The state has executed 67-year-old Carlton Gary, who was convicted of raping and killing 3 elderly women in attacks that terrorized a small city in the late 70s. Besides those murders, prosecutors say Gary attacked 9 elderly women in the West Georgia city of Columbus. Most were choked with stockings. 7 of them died. Gary was pronounced dead late last night at the state prison in Jackson. He was the first inmate executed this year by Georgia. He did not give a final statement. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The state of Kansas is under an emergency drought declaration. Wildfires threaten farms and ranches. Governor Jeff Collier and the Secretary of Agriculture visited 5 Kansas counties yesterday in the western part of the state. They say wildfires are enough of a worry, but if they don't get rain soon, it'll impact cattle and crops.
This is almost to the point of no return. We'll go to Milo, most likely, or some summer crop. But it all depends on rain and if we get the moisture.
KSN News speaking there with David Clausen of Clausen Farms. If you win big in your NCAA tournament bracket, be sure to claim those winnings on your taxes. Nate Rigney is Senior Tax Research Analyst at the Tax Institute at H&R Block.
Whether you are participating in your office pool or gambling at a casino, if you win money, it's taxable, and the IRS doesn't care how you want it or where you want it. All income is taxable from whatever source derived, unless it's specifically excluded by the IRS, and gambling winnings are not excluded.
Your microphone. The larger it is, the more likely the winner and the IRS will receive a tax form reporting the winnings. The IRS will be able to compare the information on the taxpayer's return with the tax form reporting gambling winnings. If the winnings are significant enough, they will also be subject to mandatory withholding by the payer. A Kansas judge has declined to end a man's prison sentence 4 months early so he could be deported to Mexico to be with his ailing mother.
Shawnee County District Judge Nancy Parrish on Wednesday reaffirmed the full sentence of 40-year-old Victor Torres. He had been convicted of reckless second-degree murder for the December 2005 head-on collision that killed 28-year-old paramedic Ryan Osendorf. Torres was driving on the wrong side of a road and also pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of alcohol. He was sentenced to 13 years, 9 months. 4 months remain on the sentence. His mother lives in Mexico and suffers from heart disease, high blood pressure, and other ailments. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Next time you get your driver's license, you'll need additional proof if you want your ID to continue to get you on planes and into federal facilities. Kent Selk is with the Kansas Department of Revenue.
What it is basically is vetting your lawful presence in the United States to get an identification card that has a gold star in the top right corner, which allows you to use that identification card to board domestic flights and enter in federal facilities such as bases and things of that nature. Kansas doesn't mandate it. Again, you don't have to get a real ID. You can use other forms of identification to board a plane or to get in a federal facility. Most common is a valid U.S. passport.
If you want a real ID, though, here's what you'll need: a birth certificate or a valid U.S. passport, and a proof of Social Security, such as a Social Security card or a 1099 or W-2 form. For more information, go to the Kansas Department of Revenue's website. A fortune in gold and other precious metals fall from the sky.
There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Not pennies, gold. Gold falling from a plane as it takes off from a Russian airport. Investigators say it looks like the latch gave way and some of at least 9 tons of gold slipped out to the ground below. Fortunately, it all came to rest on the tarmac where it could be recovered. More than 3 tons worth, cold hard cash, literally. It was 26 degrees below zero at the time. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
At Christmas, it's the national Christmas tree lighting. Easter, you get the annual Easter egg roll. Come Thanksgiving, the president will again pardon a Thanksgiving turkey. But when it comes to White House holiday traditions, Not much is commonly known about the presidential shamrock ceremony.
Since 1952, U.S. presidents have carried on the annual tradition of accepting a bowl of shamrocks from the Irish, the island nation's famous greenery, a gift symbolizing friendship in honor of Ireland's patron saint, St. Patrick. President Clinton took this ceremony to a new level, using the occasion to highlight the United States' commitment to the Northern Ireland peace process. George W. Bush opted to return the symbolic gift-giving ceremony back to its roots and away from political overtones.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
It's 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check the weather forecast. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. We stayed very windy overnight, and that will continue for us today. Sunshine, temperatures around 74 with gusty south winds as high as 45 miles per hour. So a red flag warning again posted across south central Kansas. Clear and breezy down to 37 overnight. Saturday's high, 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, 59 degrees. We're under a clear sky and on our way to a high of 74. KNSS News Time is 6:37. The 43rd Annual Original Blarney Breakfast continues in East Wichita. Just about 40 minutes into the huge event this morning, and who did we send out but Steve McIntosh to monitor the festivities?
Well, you got till 9:30 this morning to come down and see us here at Old Chicago for the 43rd Annual Original Blarney Breakfast. As you can hear, it's very loud in here. It's a lot of fun. Party atmosphere going on, and we just invite people to come out. It's a fundraiser for Rainbows United. Always good to have you out here. And we've been watching our celebrity pourers this morning, including Brian Fry, city council member, is doing some celebrity pouring this morning. They take the coffee around, and you make a little donation when you have a cup of coffee. That's the way it works. You know, I saw something a while ago that you would really appreciate. I saw a man put mustard on his hash browns. Never saw that before.
Wow.
You see something every day out here.
That's
okay,
intense.
This is...
Is it green mustard?
No, it's yellow.
Okay.
And so that's what's going on, and it's going on until 9:30 this morning. They've got plenty of time to come out before you go to work or whatever. Just skip work altogether today. And the first 750 people get the free Blarney coffee mug. Courtesy of Vornado Air. And again, we've had the dancers. They're taking a rest right now. You know, I was curious the way they dance with their hands down at their sides like that. And have you ever seen dancing Don Hall dance? Because he does the same thing. He puts his hands straight down to the side like that. It's amazing.
His name is Dancing Don. Now that you mention it, I don't know that I've ever seen him dance.
Right. All right, listen, we're going until 9:30. You got time to come by and see us, and we hope you do, because it's a great fundraiser for Rainbows United, and we're just having a big party down here, the 43rd Annual Original Blarney Breakfast, right here at Old Chicago at Kellogg and Rock Road.
Thank you, Steve. We'll check in with Steve shortly and get some more updates from the Blarney Breakfast. It is at 6:39 with Steve and Ted. Now it's time to check in and get that information from the commodities, folks. It's the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Now, back on Wednesday, the cattle complex made new highs for the week and closed positive but well off their highs. Yesterday, we saw the cattle open mostly lower and trade into new lows for the current move to the downside, and they closed negative with mostly triple-digit losses. The lower trade and close continues to make the cattle charts look bad, but also they are oversold. The lean hogs closed positive except for the April contract yesterday. That is only $2 away from its contract low. At the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.15 lower at $121.85. April feeders $1.90 lower at $140.82. And June lean hogs 82 cents higher at $79.17. Now, Thursday, the wheat and corn closed negative and near their session lows, while the soybean complex was on the positive side. Fun buying, strong NOPA crush numbers, and a good weekly export sale supported the soybeans yesterday. Profit taking helped to pull the wheat and the corn on the negative side. And we also saw yesterday Egypt buy more wheat from Russia and Romania. Trading overnight has been two-sided and in moderate trading volume. At the moment, May KC wheat's down 7 and a quarter at 506 and a quarter. May corn, 3 quarters of a penny lower at 386, and May soybeans 4 3/4 higher at 1045.5. The April crude oil is 16 cents higher at 61.35. April gold $3.30 higher at 1321.10. The June S&P is up 0.25 at 2755.75. The March dollar index 13 cents lower at 89.99. And June Dow Jones futures 22 points lower at 24,902. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I know we've talked about it before, Tom. I know the governor and the secretary of agriculture went out in the western part of the state and looked at the drought and conditions, and it's not a pretty sight.
No, it's not, but it looks like we've got some of the better chances we've had in a while to maybe get some moisture. Other than the extremely dry areas out there in southwest Kansas, won't get anything.
Nope. Boy, here on the day before St. Patrick's Day, we could use some green, which might mean some moisture, getting some things to spruce up a little bit around here.
You've got a good point there. Maybe we will get a little rain so we can get a little bit more green.
How about that? Let's get the Lusk of the Irish going with us. Tom, have a great weekend. We appreciate checking in with us. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Could $5,000 change your life? Well, we'll find out. Money tracker Don Grant will be checking in with us shortly. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.